Martha surprised herself by shaking a clenched paw.
We'll just have to give back as good as we get. Don't forget, there's more of us than them. I'd risk my life willingly any day if it meant defeating those scum.
Growls of agreement rang out, even from the Dibbons. Habit Carroll was taken aback by the warlike mood of the Redwallers, and even more so by Martha's fighting spirit. He held up his paws until order was restored.
You are right, of course, my friends, but let us not do anything haphazard. There has to be a proper plan to rid our abbey of these vermin.
Flinky and Crinktail were in no special hurry to run about seeking recruits for Bad Red's gang. The pair wandered deep into Mossflower, glad to be away from the bickering and squabbling of the small vermin gang. They rambled onwards, consenting with each other to desert their fellow vermin and find a new life together, far away from it all. Unfortunately, they walked right into trouble and ambled straight into the camp of Ragabole, a huge fat sea rat with one milky sightless eye grabbed the luckless pair by the scruffs of their necks. Both their stomachs churned in fear at the sight of the savage sea rat crew. For the first time in his life, Flinky was rendered speechless as he beheld a real sea rat captain. Ragabole was the complete picture of a barbarian chieftain. From his hoop brass earrings and tawdry silk finery to his silver hook, gold teeth, curved scimitar and the lethal stiletto he was using to pick at a roasted pike. He spat a fishbone into the fire and picked at his teeth with the hook, looking both stoats up and down. Ragabole consulted the fat rat.
Who are these two barnacles, Glimbo?
Flinky began stammering out an answer.
If it please your honour, we was just...
Splat! Ragabole leaned forward and struck Flinky a slap across his mouth with the pike.
Did I speak to you, stoat?
The hook shot out, catching Flinky's jerkin. He was yanked forward under the cold glare of the wickedest eyes he had ever looked into. He felt the sea rat's hot breath on his face as the rasping voice growled out.
Hold your tongue, mudrain, or I'll carve it out and feed it to you. Speak now. What's in those sacks?
Flinky's throat bobbed as he gasped out.
Fruit, sir.
Ragabole stuck his stiletto in the sack Flinky was holding. He booted the stoat backward, causing the blade to rip through the sack. Flinky went sprawling amid the fruit, which spilled out onto the ground. The sea rat scowled.
Fruit? Is that all you brought? No booty, weapons, not even a brace of birds or a decent fish? Just fruit.
Glimbo wrenched the sack from Crinktail. He emptied it over Flinky, who lay cringing on the ground.
Sing me! This one's brought fruit as well, Captain. They must be both stupid and debrained.
Gripping hold of Crinktail, Glimbo shook her until her teeth rattled, bellowing in the hapless stoat's face.
You're stupid and debrained. What are you?
Crinktail gabbled out something that sounded like...
Stupid and a brat.
The sea rats crowded round, laughing. They tore the jerkins from both stoats and robbed them of their belts and knives. Stripped to the fur, Flinky and Crinktail huddled together, eyes wide with terror, as the sea rats licked their knife blades and winked wickedly at them. Ragga stroked under his chin with the polished curve of his paw hook.
The woodlands round here are packed with fruit, and you bring me two sacks of the stuff. Right then, me beauties. I'll tell you what we'll do. What did you like, an apple or a pear?
Crinktail spoke, her voice quivery with terror.
Apples, sir.
Ragga smiled, showing several gold-capped fangs.
Apples it is, then. Fair on jam an apple apiece in their gobs to'll stop them singing out while they're roasting.
Ferron, a tall, gaunt-faced rat, sorted through the fruit until he came up with two large rosy apples. He strode over to the two victims, but before he could start, Flinky yelled,
Loot! Treasure! Booty and magic swords!
Ragga's long blade rasped out of its scabbard. Resting the point against Flinky's nose, the captain spoke just one word.
Where?
The stoat answered speedily, knowing his life depended on it.
Sure, it is at the Abbey of Redwall, sir. Only a good old match from here. All the plenty your heart could desire.
The sword tip lifted as Ragga looked around the ugly faces of his leering crew.
Give them back their stuff. Come here, mates. Sit here by me, where I can carve cobs off on you if you're telling me fibs. I can't abide fibbers. Can you, miss mate?
Flinky shook his head vigorously.
Sure, those fibbers are the worst old kind of beasts ever born. Ain't that right?
Kringtail hastened to agree with him.
Fibbers are villains.
Ragabole narrowed his frightening eyes and glared at his prisoners, who sat as if hypnotised. Suddenly, he threw back his head and roared with laughter.
Oh, that's what I like to hear, me little fishies. Avast there, Blowfly. Bring grog for old messmates.
Blowfly, a malodorous, greasy-looking rat, brought three gigantic pottery jars and a keg of grog, which he rolled along by kicking it. He filled the jars brim full, issuing one to each of them.